This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney, Australia to San Francisco, California ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our franchise channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with David Newman, Vice President of VP Newman Investments, which owns Church's Chicken franchises located across Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana, and Arkansas on the reimagining of his Church's restaurants. Mr. Newman, good morning, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome. So as someone who has been a part of the Church's brand for 25 years, what benefits do you believe the reimaging package will bring to the restaurants?
Well, I think it brings a newer, fresher look. And, you know, today when we're in a, you know, competitive landscape like we are, it's that's really important to have in the neighborhoods that you serve.
And how do you think that the new design package that you're offering will translate into guest satisfaction?
Well, I think, first of all, you get a different guest looking at your store, you know, because you have a different, a newer, a fresher look. So hopefully you're attracting people that aren't your typical regular customers. And the second thing, hopefully you have them coming in and sitting inside your restaurants as opposed to just carrying your food out. And you're giving them a better guest experience in the lobby of your restaurants. You know, fresher looks tend to do that.
What was the deciding factor, out of curiosity, to reimage the restaurants at this time?
I think after you've been there for a while, you just kind of know when your look is starting to feel tired. I think, you know, for people who have owned restaurants for a long time, it becomes instinctive after a while that you just know when it's time. And you know, for me, it's when sales have hit a peak and they're beginning to go into a downward trend, and a lot of times that's because of the age of your stores, and so, you know, you begin to think, well, it's time to reinvest, and that helps you to sustain your good sales.
And there's a lot that we can learn even outside of the restaurant industry with our particular businesses in reimaging and the timing of it all. Certainly appreciate your sharing that. Today we're joined by David Newman, Vice President of BP Newman Investments, which owns Church's Chicken franchises located across the states of Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana, and Arkansas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design that you need. For example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries, DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Mr. Newman, how has serving on the church's independent franchisee association for the past 16 years helped you gather a better understanding of the brand and its customer needs?
Well, you know, serving on the board, I've served on a number of different committees, and you know, currently serving as the president, I kind of float around the different committees. So you know, I get a pretty clear understanding about operations, about marketing, about the purchasing that churches does, about new products that are on the horizon. So I kind of get a feel for every different aspect of the company, and that helps me look at things from all different customer perspective, you know, directions. And it just gives me a better understanding of everybody's got different needs when it comes to customers, and just to have it to be able to get it from every different perspective is very helpful.
What has been the most positive surprise through the reimaging process so far?
I think the amount of people that come in and sit inside the lobby and enjoy their food there, I think we're picking up a lot of business that would normally be takeout, and I just think the new fresh feeling makes customers feel a lot more at home sitting in the lobby. I think we had some lobbies that were really, really old, and people would walk in them and order food, and I think decide at the last minute that they weren't going to sit in there because of the way they look, and now that decision has changed quite a lot. I see our lobbies full with a lot more frequency than I used to. And it looks roomier. I think the way it's designed, you may have the same amount of seats, but it looks and feels roomier. So that's kind of been the surprise, as well as I think we've gotten a lot of a different kind of guest, a lot of younger guests that are giving us a try for the first time too.
That certainly is great to see that and to hear about that as well. Now, what advice in conclusion would you offer fellow franchisees who are considering reimaging their restaurants?
I think go into it with an open set of eyes. Be very close with your contractor and focus on refortifying your restaurant as opposed to doing the minimal. I think you should look at the wish list of your manager, your store manager and assistant managers, and team, and give them as much as you can, because, you know, that's where they're spending 8 and sometimes 10 hours a day. So you want to give them a good place to, a good environment, a good place to work. And I think it's important that you give them as much as you can afford to give them in terms of a good working environment. Not to throw away money, but spend money wisely, and give yourself a good opportunity to get a bang for the buck that you're spending on reimage.
Well, Mr. Newman, it certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly appreciate your insight shared here on reimaging a brand from your experience. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Church's Chicken.
www.churches.com is the best place to get us online.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Newman, we certainly do appreciate your time, continued success with the company, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great one.
Okay, thanks again for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. David Newman, Vice President of BP Newman Investments, which owns Church's Chicken franchises located across Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And once again, for more information, simply visit churches.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo, business card, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.